On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
At 1 o'clock, latest news for Kent now with Josh Coop.
We now know that around one in four people had to wait more than 4 hours to be seen at accident and emergency in Kent in January. Stats today show hospitals in the east of the county are performing worst, where just 70% of people were seen in the right time. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt admits things have to change.
It's not going to be overnight, but it is essential. I am expecting the NHS to return to that target during the course of the next calendar year. Some of the tools now have been put in place, but also it's going to take a huge focus by management and staff in the NHS.
Well, right across the country, it was the worst month on record for meeting the official 95% waiting time target. These patients have been telling KMFM the system's broken.
It could do with the done site a bit more money and probably more doctors and nurses.
I had to cancel an appointment for February, and the next time they can get me in to see a consultant is the end of August.
Not enough funding, and it's just going to get worse.
This is KMFM.
Four men have now been charged 16 years after a man was shot dead outside his home in Gravesend. 46-year-old Leonard Naylor was gunned down in Eisted Rise in April 2001. Police carried out several raids yesterday. Three men are due in court this lunchtime. One's already been remanded in custody. Two men are still being questioned on suspicion of murder after a man's body was found in Tunbridge Wells. A post-mortem is due to take place today to work out how he died at the multi-storey car park on Vale Road early on Tuesday morning. A man who pretended to be Justin Bieber and targeted hundreds of children online has been caught by police in Australia. The 42-year-old legal expert is accused of using Facebook and Skype to get indecent pictures from them. He's now been charged with 931 offences right around the world. Daniel Angus is a social media expert.
It's incredibly easy these days for people to pose as someone that they are not. I think for parents, the advice that I would give is to have the conversation with your children. Make them aware of the fact that not everybody is who they say online, and to keep technology in the open.
Police think a teenage boy who's gone missing from his home in London could be in Kent. 13-year-old Tyler Cordner has links to Ashford, Medway and Dartford. He was last seen in Westminster on Saturday afternoon. The Chancellor is being accused of breaking one of the Conservatives' big election promises in his budget yesterday. He put national insurance up by around £240 a year for 2.5 million people who are self-employed. A memorial for soldiers who've served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been unveiled by the Queen in London today. She was joined by several other members of the royal family at a special service earlier. Pete's the former Royal Marine Commando. He lost both his legs while serving in the armed forces.
It's not just about the military and how they did in the armed conflict. It's about the civilians who were there as well. It's all well and good the military fighting at the front and pushing the bad people away. But the military need the support from the civilians behind us to make sure things are going right for us.
There's some more news about fake news today. Advertisers want Facebook and Google to work out how to stop it. Some say they're worried their ads are appearing alongside dodgy content. Kent MP Damian Collins is currently leading a government inquiry into how made-up stories are affecting politics. And Drake surprised everyone last night by popping up on stage at the weekend's gig at the O2 Arena. They ended up playing three songs together.
KMFM Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Starting with football, and there was a pretty amazing comeback in the Champions League last night. Barcelona beat Paris Saint-Germain 6-1, 7-5 on aggregate. Joe's got more on that and the rest of this lunchtime sport.
Well, three of those goals came in the 87th minute, including the winning one in the 95th. Manager Luis Enrique says his team deserved it.
I think this is a victory of faith of all the players, the ones that played and the ones who didn't play. And this team has been demonstrating for many years that they have an excessive desire to improve and win. The victory belongs 100% to them.
Elsewhere, and with exactly a year to go until the next Winter Paralympics, a teenage skier from Kent has been telling KMFM she's feeling pretty confident.
Last season we won the overall Super G World Cup Globe, and this season we became downhill world champions. So far it's been a pretty great season.
Well, visually impaired Millie Knight was just 15 when she carried the flag for Team GB at the last games in Sochi. The 18-year-old from Canterbury has now got a new guide and is taking part in a practice event in South Korea.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM weather.
It's pretty lovely out there this afternoon. Dry, bright and plenty of sunshine. Highs of 14 in Tunbridge and Canterbury.
Weather.
With Home Plus. For all beds and mattresses, everyone shops at Home Plus.